Blog Talk Radio.
Like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless his holy name. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Lord, how are thy increase that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me, Lord. But I give you the glory and the honor tonight as I welcome each and every listener tonight to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we encourage you to tune in and be blessed by the Word of God. Beloved, we have a command from the Lord to spread the gospel throughout the world. And we take it very, very seriously. We just want to encourage our fellow men that it's time we get up and it's time we preach the gospel. And it's time we give glory and honor to the Lord. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20 says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. The gospel must be preached. We must not waver. We must spread the good news. We must give God the glory. We must continue to praise the Lord. We must continue to lift him up. We must continue to magnify the Lord. If Jesus Christ of Nazareth were to return to the earth today, would he recognize the religion that is using his name? Mankind has twisted Jesus Christ's teaching so that the religion bearing his name has practically no relationship to what he and the apostles actually lived and believed. And I read this in the book, Restoring Apostolic Christianity. And it was very much amazing when I read that. Because I'm of the opinion that many of us are not doing what is right in the sight of God. If we're going to walk with the Lord, then we have to show the characteristics of Jesus Christ. We have to set the example, beloved. And tonight, I just want to encourage you to take up your rightful positions. Go out and preach the gospel. In Jesus' name. Let us not fight against each other. And let us bless the Lord. Let us glorify God. Because he's worthy to be praised. Let us lift him up.
Hallelujah.
Let us praise.
Come on, everybody, lift up your hands.
Let us praise him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're holy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
We bless the name of the Lord tonight. We appear to be having a bit of technical difficulties tonight, but we'll prevail over the enemy tonight as we give God the glory. We just want to lift him up and to magnify him and to praise him tonight. Father, we thank you once again that we can come into your presence and to ask you to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Help us to overcome the difficulties that we face in our lives, the setbacks. And tonight, as promised, we're going to take a look at the steps to freedom in Christ. Processing the steps can play a major role.
Come on, everybody, lift up your hands.
You're continuing
to process. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're holy. Yes, you are.
Praise God tonight because of who He really is. I just want to bless the Lord tonight and just give Him the glory. It does not take long to establish your identity.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift up your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. You're holy, yes, you are. Yes, you are, yes, you are, yes, you are.
God
of who you are, I give you glory.
We glorify you.
You are, I give you praise. And because of who you are, I will lift my voice.
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift up your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're holy, yes you are. Yes you are, yes you are, yes you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Oh, because of who you are, I give you praise. Everybody lift up your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're holy. Yes, you are.
Tonight we appear to be having some technical difficulties.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift up your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're holy, yes you are. Yes you are, yes you are, yes you are.
We appear to be having some technical difficulties tonight with our computer system, and we pray that you'll be able to overcome this tonight as we go along on the program or audio if not continue playing the songs that we have selected tonight, so we want to apologize for that. But the work of the Lord must go on, and we just want to thank God once again that we can come to you and share his word with you tonight. And we trust in the Lord, and we have good courage. We're not disappointed. We just want to glorify God and to lift him up tonight as we continue on this journey. As we prepare to teach tonight on the steps to freedom in Christ, and we are using the material that was written by Neil T. Anderson. Processing the steps can play a major role in our continuing process of discipleship. The purpose is to get us firmly rooted in Christ. It doesn't take long to establish our identity and freedom in Christ. But there is no such thing as instant maturity. And I would like you to bear that in mind. There is no such thing as instant maturity. Renewing our mind and conforming to the image of God is a lifelong process. Renewing our mind and conforming to the image of God is a lifelong process. Once you have experienced your freedom in Jesus Christ, you can help others experience the joy of their salvation. May the Lord grace us with his presence as we seek to do his will in our lives and in the lives of our fellow men. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are present in this room and in our lives. You alone are all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. And we worship you alone. We declare our dependency on you, for apart from you, we can do nothing. We choose to believe your word, which teaches that all authority in heaven and earth belongs to the resurrected Jesus Christ. And being alive in Christ, we have the authority to resist the devil as we submit to you, my Lord. We ask that you fill us with your Holy Spirit and guide us into all truth. We ask for your complete protection and guidance as we seek to know you and to do your will. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And in this declaration, we want to give God the glory. In the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command Satan and all evil spirits to release their hold on me in order that I can be free to know and choose to do the will of God. As a child of God who is seated with Christ in the heavenly places, I declare that every enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ in my presence be bound, and Satan and all his demons cannot inflict any pain or in any way prevent God's will from being done in my life and ministry today, because I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the declaration. Beloved, before going through the steps, let us review the following events of your life to discern specific areas that need to be addressed. Let us take a look at family history, religious history of parents and grandparents, life from childhood through high school, history of physical or emotional illness in the family, adoption, foster care, guardians. And after we look at all those things, we will further look on personal history, eating habits, bulimia, anorexia, compulsive eating, addictions, addictions to cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, prescription medications, what are we taking it for, sleeping patterns, dreams, and nightmares, rape or any other sexual, physical, or emotional abuse, thought life, obsessive, blasphemous, condemning and distracting thoughts, poor concentration, fantasy, suicidal thoughts, fearful, jealousy, confused, guilt and shame, mental interference during church, prayer or Bible studies, emotional life, anger, anxiety, depression, bitterness, and fear. Spiritual journey, salvation, when, how, and assurance. And as we have done the assessment of all of what was mentioned now, we take a look at the first step, counterfeit versus real. The first step toward experiencing your freedom in Jesus Christ is to renounce or verbally reject all involvement, past or present, with occult, cult or false religions, false religious teachings or practices, participation in any group that denies that Jesus Christ is Lord and or elevates any teaching or book to the level of or above the Bible must be renounced. In addition, groups that require dark, secret imitations, ceremonies, vows, pacts or covenants need to be renounced. God does not take lightly false guidance. As for the person who turns to the medium and to spiritist, I will also set my face against that person and will cut them off from among his people. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6. Beloved, since you don't want the Lord to cut you off, ask him to guide you as follows. Dear Heavenly Father, please bring to my mind anything and everything I have done knowingly or unknowingly that involves occult, false religious teachings or practices. I want to experience your freedom by renouncing any and all false guidance. In Jesus' name I pray. Beloved, the Lord may bring things to your mind that you had forgotten, even things you participated in as a game or thought were jokes. You might even have been passively yet curiously watching others participate in counterfeit religious practices. The purpose is to renounce all counterfeit spiritual experiences and their beliefs. To help bring these things to your mind, prayerfully consider the following non-Christian spiritual checklist that we are going to share with you tonight. Then pray the prayer following the checklist to renounce each activity or group the Lord brings to mind. He may reveal to you ones that are not on the list. Be especially aware of your need to renounce non-Christian folk religious practices if you have grown up in another culture. It is important that you prayerfully renounce them out loud. So tonight we will take a look at the non-Christian spiritual checklist. Out-of-body experience. Ouija board. Bloody Mary. Occult practices. Occult games. Magic. Eight ball. Spells or curses, mental telepathy control, automatic writing. Beloved, tonight we're experiencing some technical difficulties, and I'm afraid we have to cancel our program for tonight. We're having serious issues here with our computer system. So once again, we would like to apologize for this difficulty that we are facing tonight, and we will be back on the air Sunday, God willing. So we just want to give God the glory tonight, and we want to cancel our program for tonight, and we'll be back on the air on Sunday night at 10 p.m. God bless you as we continue on this journey.